A labor market shrinking behind its own headlines. San Diego County's unadjusted unemployment rate held at 4.7% in July 2026, tied for the year's high, while the seasonally adjusted figure stood at 4.3%. On its own, neither number signals crisis. But the denominator tells a more troubling story. The regional labor force stood at 1.63 million in July, the lowest in 3 years and roughly 49,000 people below the March 2025 peak. A falling unemployment rate alongside a shrinking labor force can reflect two very different realities, workers finding jobs or workers giving up looking. Available data suggests a meaningful share of the contraction reflects the latter. Company-specific layoffs are compounding the picture. ServiceNow is cutting 133 San Diego positions, with terminations concentrated at senior and director levels and an effective date of September 28. Stone Brewing issued a WARN notice covering 220 positions, with the first phase of layoffs scheduled for October 19. Stone attributed the cuts to a national decline in craft beer consumption as consumers shift toward ready-to-drink products and hard seltzers, a category-level shift affecting the broader industry, not a single company story. For a brewery that has been part of San Diego's cultural identity for decades, the scope of the reduction carries significance beyond the workers directly affected. The residential real estate market is bifurcating sharply by segment. The condo market tells a different story. Older condos and townhomes in some submarkets are down 10 to 15% from their 2022 peaks. HOA fees have surged 60 to 70% in some buildings since 2022, and documented special assessments have reached as high as $100,000 per unit in buildings with deferred maintenance, a potential trifecta of. The single-family county median reached $1.099 million in July, up 5.7% year-over-year, while sales volume fell 6.7% month-over-month. The 30-year fixed rate at 6.69% keeps affordability constraints firmly in place for first-time buyers. Against that backdrop, the innovation sector offered notable counterweights. Cardis Therapeutics closed a $50 million Series B. Japan-based Crafe established a $33 million R&D fund in San Diego focused on pancreatic cancer diagnostics. General Atomics received a $20 million California Competes tax credit tied to job creation at the DID Fusion facility. Declining value, rising carrying costs, and major one-time charges landing on the same owners simultaneously. Industrial real estate vacancy reached 7.06% in Q2 2026, with net absorption flipping to negative 236,000 square feet, a significant reversal from positive 1.1 million square feet the prior quarter. Expansion and Northrop Grumman's $3 billion Department of Defense agreement provides meaningful insulation for defense sector workers, one of the more stable anchors of the region's middle-class workforce.